Minnesota News Network, I'm Brent Palm. The federal ban on hemp-based THC products will likely be an ongoing policy issue in 2026. U of M School of Public Health researcher Colin Planalp says lawmakers plan to push against the new restrictions on low-dose edibles and drinks.
One option that Congress could consider is over the course of the next year, revisiting this and considering whether there are options to take a regulatory approach to these hemp products, similar to what Minnesota has done.
Planalp says Minnesota already has state labeling requirements, age restrictions, licensing, and testing of hemp-derived products. Republican gubernatorial candidate Kristen Robbins is out with her campaign prosperity plan. The state representative from Maple Grove says tax cuts across the board are possible, including lower property taxes and eliminating the Social Security tax.
As governor, helping Minnesotans prosper will be my number one priority. And this is how we're going to get the job done. We're going to cut taxes and regulations, reduce government spending, lower the cost of energy, and bring back the American dream of home ownership.
Robbins and eight other Republicans are running against Governor Walz next fall. The Christmas tree season is officially underway in Minnesota. Austin Coons of Rum River Tree Farm says it was nice to get some fresh snow for opening weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. It brings all the customers in. They get more in the Christmas spirit when it starts snowing. Been super busy. We sold quite a few trees.
He says Fraser firs are the most popular tree, followed by Canaan, which is a hybrid of the balsam and Fraser fir. There are about 60 Christmas tree farms across the state. There's a full list on the Minnesota Grown website. Minnesota ranks 11th in the country for Christmas tree growers. The Minnesota Vikings turned in just 162 yards of total offense in a 26-0 loss at Seattle. Rookie quarterback Max Brosmer was 19 for 30 for 126 yards and 4 interceptions. Coach Kevin O'Connell says things were not good.
Maybe we've got to try to limit what we're asking of the group as a whole, especially with some different guys stepping into the lineup, just to try to get some more consistency at the very least to try to give ourselves a better chance.
Pro Bowl receiver Justin Jefferson had just 2 catches for 4 yards and declined to speak to reporters. And the Minnesota Timberwolves are celebrating a 125-112 comeback win over the Spurs last night at Target Center. The Wolves trailed by 4 points after 3 quarters before outscoring San Antonio 36-19 in the fourth. Anthony Edwards led Minnesota with 32 points. The Wolves play at the Pelicans tomorrow night. This is MNN.